Hello, America. Dave Hodges here of the Common Sense Show and Doug Thornton of the American Vindicta Show. Together, we are the Doug and Dave Intel Report. Welcome. We're going to go through some law enforcement, some issues here that I think you need to know about. We're also going to talk about precautions you need to be taking against imposters. That's increasing. So stay tuned. We're going to hit that. But first of all, I need to say two words to you. Dodd-Frank, the year 2010, the event, we can steal your money if we're the bank. And what I'm telling you right now, folks, is it's going to happen. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So can you afford to start over with your retirement? I think not. So what are you going to do? You're going to let me send you a free information packet to talk about how Noble Gold can protect your retirement, put it under your control, back it with gold, which is a hell of a lot better than what you got now. And we could do the same thing with your bank account. Now, the FTC, even though they didn't do this with FTX, they want me to issue a warning. We're happy to do it. All investments carry some risk, some inherent risk, and also past performance can't be construed with future expectation. DaveHodgesGold.com is where you go to get your packet, DaveHodgesGold.com. No obligation, no one will bug you, but if you feel urgency, call them as soon as this broadcast is over. 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Well, Doug, I want to start with the Amazon deal because I want to get people's attention to know how serious this is. I know some of that happened this with another delivery service. And I think that people need to know, don't trust anyone that comes to your door. Keep the door locked. Okay. Ask for verification. But anyway, I'll let you take it over. You're the law enforcement guy.
Yeah, this is really sad. And once again, it shows why you need to have situational awareness and you just got to be careful. I mean, today in this America, man, it's getting dangerous out there. So we got this example from lawandcrime.com. Couple used Amazon delivery disguise to attack a mother in her home and kidnap her infant, an extraordinarily unusual case, prosecutors say. So a 42-year-old man and his 33-year-old wife were arrested after they drove from their home in Florida all the way to Washington State, where they allegedly executed an elaborate plan to ambush a woman and abduct her 7-month-old daughter. Let me see. Marley Jarena Ardelo Urago, who was a cousin of the infant's mother and her husband, Chun Ho Vincent Lai, were taken into custody last week and charged with a spate of felonies, including kidnapping, burglary, and assault. So, I mean, these weren't just random people. These are family members. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, you got to be super careful, man. Look, here's a really good example for anybody. Make sure that you have a very good front and back door. Don't buy cheap doors for homes. And if you can, put extra locks on them. I mean, for me, I'm not saying like go paranoid or anything, but you need to embrace your homes up a little bit better than what they are already. But you know, don't answer the door. Just don't freaking answer the door. Now, you know, the thing about this is so shocking, Dave, is that, you know, they attacked her in her home. She was, you know, probably not expecting it. And yeah, then come to find out it's her own freaking, you know, family one way or the other. You know, this is it's getting stranger out there, Dave. It's getting more dangerous. People just got to be aware of things that are going on. And for Amazon delivery drivers, look, have them drop all your stuff. Like go on Amazon.com and buy one of those delivery boxes and post it up out there by your yard somewhere. And you can put on Amazon, this is where I want you to drop this. But it doesn't really help in this case because they were posing as Amazon drivers. So they did their best to make themselves all the way up to the house as possible. I was just reviewing another video of, I think it was 5 or 6 black males that were kicking in some guy's door in a suburb saying that they were police. And it was probably, I don't know, 2 or 3 in the morning. And they just walk right up to the door, whatever police department, and just started kicking the door in and kicking the door. Luckily for us, they don't know how to kick a door in properly. And the owner of the home started to fire back with his own personal weapon and the guys ran off. So once again, you know, be armed because the criminals are.
Yeah, I hear you. That's great advice. And it doesn't matter the delivery service. Is there a way to pre-sign your packages or not have to open the door to sign for them?
I don't know. I know that on Amazon, like I said, you can actually assign them where they're going to drop the packages off. We do that here at our house, but still we have people who will pull right up to almost the front door of the round drive, and that's when they get met by the guard dogs. So, which are an amazing deterrent, 150 pound dogs. But yeah, man, you just don't know. You just don't know what people are willing to do or what they're capable to do when they have it in them. Just always be ready.
Always be ready. I totally agree. How the hell did they get an Amazon truck?
No, they didn't have an Amazon truck. They had their car and they were posing as Amazon delivery. So, nowadays, and we actually had a guy here the other night who dropped off some stuff for us. I don't remember what the heck he was dropping off. And he spoke zero English. He's from some Hispanic speaking country, but spoke zero English, Dave. I mean, did not understand me. I didn't understand him, and I have poquito, very bad, little bad Spanish. And yeah, that was an interesting confrontation. But I mean, these people can pose as whatever they want because Amazon allows them to use their own personal vehicles to deliver stuff now, especially if they're delivering groceries. You'll have them come up in their own vehicles.
I didn't know they did that. I thought it had to be company delivery. That makes Amazon somewhat liable for not providing separation identity capability. They bear a responsibility. I'm not saying they're 100% liable, but I'm saying I think in tort law, they might have some criminal negligence involved. I mean, civil negligence.
Well, and this wouldn't be the first time people have posed as Amazon drivers
No.
and they committed some sort of crime. It's really not Amazon's fault. You can pose as a UPS driver, you can pose as a police officer. It doesn't make it anyone else's fault. Just know that people are crafty and they'll do whatever they can to get to you and to get to the thing that they want.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. That's wow, what a problem. I would find out if you get deliveries like this, people, I would find out what assurances you can do with Amazon before you open your door and get attacked, like this poor mom did. But you gotta wonder too about the awareness. Family members, come on, they had to know who they were.
From what I can see in the videos is that they had the mask on, the face mask, like what they wore during the pandemic.
Oh, take your mask off. We're getting you on camera. That might be a good deterrent to say that. Take your mask off, remove your facial covering, take your hat off. We're putting you on camera before I open the door. And then have a big guard dog next to you. I totally agree with you. My guard dogs would shake hands with them, though, I'm afraid. So no, they'll be fairly territorial. All right. Other criminal exploits going on, Doug, that will benefit our audience from knowing so they can mentally prepare to deal with these situations.
So we'll just hit the gambit real quick here. There was a mass shooting, four killed, multiple injured in California. Pretty sure this was at a Hispanic community. They won't disclose who it was or where it's at, but it's in King City, California. And this took place at a residential building where there were three male adults with gunshot wounds who were pronounced dead at the scene, a female adult who was later pronounced dead as well. This seemed to be either a gang target. We know that cartel does do a lot of operations there and they do target a lot of people. Or it was, just some sort of domestic dispute. We have a boy who's 15 years old who committed this crime last year, actually. He's just now been caught, but he's charged with the murder of a father who was an interpreter for our U.S. Special Forces in Afghanistan. He was a Lyft driver. And I don't know if he was just going to pick someone up or whatever, but the cameras show that it was this boy and then at least three or four others that had gunned him down right there on the side of the road.
Amazing. That's just absolutely incredible. Conceal carry, baby. That's all I got to say. Conceal carry. Okay, where are we going next, Doug?
So we got a epidemic now of illegal immigrants who are going on what is known now as a killing spree across America. The amount of rapes have gone up since we've had this influx of people. The amount of crime's gone up, and also the amount of murders are starting to go up too in this area. So this is just one of those things you have to be very aware of, especially if you are in a big metropolitan center or if you're in any type of democratically owned area. You have a bunch of people that are illegal immigrants that are from Latin America. They're spread throughout 43 different cities right now. And all of the violence in all these cities are just jacking up right now. And I mean, right now in New York City, they have entire migrant camps that are protesting and are rioting in these camps. And NYPD's out there having to fight them almost every single day. Same thing in Chicago. So, you know, just be on the lookout. These people are out there, you know, understand where you're going and what you're doing, because a lot of these people are not good people, Dave. So you got to be careful.
It's absolutely incredible. Let me ask a sidebar question here. Trump is dropping strong hints that when he's elected, he's going to do mass deportations. A, do you know anything about it? B, how do you feel about it?
I agree with it. I don't know anything about the operations. I just know that he's spoken about it before, but I do agree with it. I think it should be done.
What would be the criteria for deportation?
Well, there's two ways of looking at this. One, if you came here illegally, you're gone. Two, at least if you're going to do this, then start with people that are violent felons that are multiple offenders and get rid of them.
Okay. How about criminal background check, past association with terrorist or criminal organizations? Okay, Doug, I want to rephrase that question here before we had to correct something here. If Trump were to enact mass deportations, what would be the mechanism? How would they get it done? Would he have to clean house on the federal agencies first to get compliant people? I mean, walk us through this process as you understand it.
Well, this is something that he's definitely going to have to get in line with Congress, because Congress will stop him at every chance they get. The federal courts will stop him at every chance he gets.
True.
So he'll have to have the right people in place for it. And it would end up becoming a state of emergency. You've had multiple places where they've tried to take people out. CBP has tried to grab people from the ERO department that are illegal. They're here, and they've either committed crimes or whatever. And as they're taking them out, especially like in New York City, you have, you know, holy hell explodes. So if this were something that had to be done, it's going to have to be very well thought of and very well organized. It may come to it become a giant detention center first and then start to deport them afterwards. But it's not going to go very well. I can promise you that. You're not going to go to a lot of these big metropolitan cities where you have tens of thousands of these people right now and just start plucking them out of there. It's going to cause all kinds of problems. The courts will be probably the biggest problems, though.
On what basis could the courts possibly keep illegal aliens in the country when they're in clear violation of the law?
I mean, whatever they can drum up at this point, it doesn't matter.
That's true.
Honestly, yeah. The courts can do whatever they want. That's what they seem to think. That's, you know, the judges think that they can do whatever they want. And if it's anything that has to do with removing people, that's where they get their votes from. They'll put up one heck of a fight for it. So, you know, Trump will have to put in more of his own federal judges who, they'll have to be the ones that they go through, or I don't know. It's going to be one of the many things that we can imagine that would happen post 2025 that you could see problems occurring from. I don't think he would do it the first year. He might, but yeah, I mean, there's people from all over the world that are here right now. I mean, what's the number at, for one thing?
Trump said 15 million the other day. The conservative estimate
is a low number.
The conservative estimate, yeah, well, the conservative estimates say 10, and then we know that's BS.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers that I've heard for years is 30 to 40 million, maybe higher at this point.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of the workforce that's going to leave. One of the first things.
How about a criteria? Even though you're here illegally, but you're in good standing, you're working, and so maybe you leave those people alone and you go after the clear criminal element.
Well, one of the first things that I would do is I would end all bills that are benefiting people that are here illegally. So money, this 0% home loan that they're getting, the free vehicles, free housing. You know, if you're here illegally and you don't report immediately or within a matter of, like, let's say 3 months, if you don't report to a immigration office and you don't sign up to be here, and then from there you can still be deported, then no, you know, you don't get these benefits. You know, but then again, how are you going to find out where these people are? If they're not going to be filing out the current U.S. census that's going on right now. So it's a broke system. These people are going to embed themselves here. They're going to hide here. Employers are going to hide them. And it really sucks because we have people here who actually need help, and yet all of our help's going to people who legally shouldn't be here. So, I mean, I think you'll have the backing of most of America behind them for this. But, you know, the bleeding heart liberals, that'll be your problem. The Catholic Jesuit Church, that'll be another problem. Congress will be a problem. The court system, that'll be a problem. And then all the lobbyists that are here for humanitarian reasons, air quotes, there'll be another problem. It's a bunch of hurdles. It's not just one or two. It's a bunch of hurdles.
Well, I have a thought on what you're saying about enforcement, though. How about when enough illegals, according to Trump, have committed violent crimes and he declares martial law nationwide and declares this to be an invasion?
Well, if he's going to do that, then the first thing he should do is he should completely close the border with the military. That's what he should do. He should completely enclose the border with the military, north and south.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, that should be the next tour of duty. Should be the border zones, which is
should be the first. Should be the first tour of duty.
Well, I mean, that's typically what most militaries do around the world. You know, they patrol their own areas, they patrol their own streets. They, which posse comitatus, we don't want that, but they patrol areas and borders where, you know, typically law enforcement can't get out to, and law enforcement's outnumbered and doesn't have the ability to, you know, make a camp and camp out there. So. You know, that's obviously one of the first ones. I remember when Trump said that he's going to get all the federal agents and we were going to go to Chicago and we were going to do like a push through Fallujah, and we were just going to push from like one side of Chicago all the way to the other. And that's how we were kind of going to combat crime. That doesn't exactly happen that way. And it won't exactly work. And that definitely won't work if you go the illegal route. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. ERO is a good group of people. I know a lot of people who work for ICE.
What's ERO?
That's the people who are removing illegal immigrants.
Okay.
So, you know, that's your ICE agents that remove illegal immigrants. You know, and it's a thankless task. But the thing that you also got to take into the understanding is that there are more gang affiliated people here now than ever before.
Yeah.
So the practicality of there being legitimate gunfights going on where we're hitting houses, we're, you know, trying to smoke people out. You know, the conflict is also going to go up, and that's going to be something that the eyes of the world will come down on. Oh, look at, you know, DHS or, you know, local law enforcement or whatever killed some innocent poor teenagers who are all MS-13 gang members. You know, this is the This is the fight that's ahead of us right now. It's a dirty, dirty fight. And the only people that are going to do it's going to be the federal law enforcement. They have the authority to do it. So Trump needs a really clear house within federal law enforcement, starting with you, FBI. And from there, hiring people that are, you know, diehard Americans that are here. They will serve the country. They'll serve the Constitution. They're righteous people. And they need to be highly vetted, vetted. And it would take more than a month for us to just sit down on a round table for 10 hours a day to even strategize the beginning of this.
Yes, I agree with you. Another thought that occurred to me, too, there's a bad piece of legislation that came in under Obama, but it could be useful now. The National Defense Authorization Act. You're a terrorist. We catch you. Enemy combatant, you're going to the camp.
Well, anyone who is on the terrorism watch list should probably, I mean, coming from other countries, should probably not just be let into here. Like what the FBI has told people from Border Patrol to do. Yeah, we should probably not do that. We should probably detain those people and interrogate those people. And I would say do other things, but that's just a start, right? Once again, that's why the military needs to be employed. It is a military operation for the cartel. Why is it not a military operation for us? So,
well, I think you have your answer. You just mentioned the cartel. They have way too much influence over this administration, they and China, which is one and the same. But would you be in favor of NDAA extractions of known terrorists that have come into the country?
I don't know. I'm very torn about that.
I'll tell you this. I'm in favor of it. So convince me that I'm wrong from your mixed feelings.
Since when was the NDAA used for good?
Could be the first.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I highly question anything like that. Between the Patriot Act, this Information Act that they did years later, everything that is used for spying has been turned onto we the people instead of actually going out and finding the people who are actually here to cause harm. Or to stop, crime. And so, here's a slippery slope. We let them use the NDAA, and then we start targeting people that are illegal, people that are on the terrorism watch list, what is that? A journalist, if you say something bad against Biden right now. So, we target criminality, and then from there, probably Posse Comitatus is going to come in. We're going to have to suspend that for a little bit. And then
martial law. That's martial law, buddy.
Well, here's the problem is if we do martial law, how do we stop it? If the Republicans do martial law and stop it and they target the people that the Democrats all like, what stops the Democrats from doing that and targeting people with the military for stuff like January 6th or protesting in general, against the government or against abortion centers or against X, Y, and Z? That's the slippery slope. And it's a tit for tat right now with these types of politicians. What should really happen, if you want my honest opinion, this is Doug's dream list. What should really happen is law enforcement should take a long, hard look in the mirror. All you heads of law enforcement, I'm speaking to you right now. You should have a real long look in the mirror. And for every dirty politician who's violated our laws, they have, been caught in acts of criminality or they violated the Constitution, you should probably go and arrest those people. Let's start there. All right. And from there, the judges and the prosecutors, and maybe we have a real hard look.
Stop. Slow down because you're going too fast because I want to dissect the groups because they're different. Okay. So Trump is elected. He's sworn in. No change of cabinet has happened, although they're supposed to resign pending acceptance or rejection. Should Trump go get Mayorkas and Christopher Wray for facilitation of border crimes?
Yeah. Bring Chris
Okay.
Wolf, the former director of DHS, back.
Yeah, I totally agree. Okay,
bring Tom
so
Homan back.
Now, what about, yeah, no kidding, Tom Homan would be a great choice. All right, so how would you target the judges now? I think that's a different entity, different approach. What do you think?
No, that sounds like something the U.S. Marshals should be doing, since the FBI won't do it.
But on what basis?
Oh, same thing. Same thing. And look, once again, this is the real hard look. If we have judges who are allowing for a continuous approach of lessening sentences to violent criminals and are releasing violent criminals, then we need those judges removed. You can't remove a federal judge. There's right. No voting them out. They're there for life until they step down. So if federal judges, this is all hypothetical, by the way, if federal judges and federal law enforcement and anyone else who's in politics, to include local law enforcement, state law enforcement, if they are part of a cabal of people that are damaging the constructs of the Constitution, they're endangering American citizens by their actions, then how do we eventually carve out the cancer? Because chemotherapy is not working. So okay. You eventually have to have surgery. And that's your martial law.
Let's back up, though. How about start with get rid of Christopher Wray and his upper echelon, and then you go to the next in charge in the FBI before you even appointed jurors, say, this is who we're targeting. Are you going to do it? And if you do not, well, then you assign them to the closet pending trying to get them fired under the Civil Service Act.
Years.
I know. That's why you put them in the closet.
But you
That's
don't.
When the thing is,
if you're going to do a full regime change, it has to happen then. You can't, like, the way that we try to do things in America, where we're like, hey, you know, go through the process and go through the system, and then you can refute it, you can rebut it, you can get a lawyer, you can prolong things, and then people end up never getting fired. They end up never leaving their positions. My old director was suspended five times. For malfeasance acts as the director, and kept coming back. I mean, he was the longest director in service for the federal government besides Fauci. So, you know, it's like I said, man, if you're going to dig these people out, you might as well just do what Iceland did. The bankers, arrest them too. Look, whenever the 2020 riots happened, we knew, based off of plausible evidence, we knew that the Democrats and George Soros were talking and sharing information, and that they were sharing bank accounts and money, and that money was being funneled to domestic terrorists. And that's how we got the George Floyd riots, so on and so forth. We knew it. We could have acted on it, but we didn't. And so we only prolong the engagement of crap that we've had to deal with. We do the same thing with, you know, politicians now. We do the same thing with bankers now. But the FBI, who is the lead investigative agency, picks and chooses who it will go after. That's a problem. I know up in Philly where they went after a guy who posted a few things about, like, the Ku Klux Klan, right? Some idiot posting some flyers about the Ku Klux Klan in Philadelphia. Some absolute whack job. And yet we had actual gang-on-gang murders going on in Philadelphia and outside the area. And they decided the priority was go get the crazy dude who wants to scream white power in the woods by himself. That's not a priority. We should prioritize most violent crime and then down. Or we should prioritize those people who are helping most violent crime and down. But the thing is, Dave, they're connected by so many spider webs now. So many webs connect these people to so many other events. I mean, 9/11. How many people were connected to 9/11? Maybe not during the event, but after the event. Look at how many people enriched themselves after the event. Though we knew the event was going to happen, we have to look at after this. So let's say Trump doesn't get elected. He gets prosecuted. The fake civil war happens in America only because they're planning for 5 to 10 years down the road how to completely encapsulate America and capture the system. But we knew it was eventually going to happen, but we decided we'll just sit and wait and see how things go and, you know, hope the system works itself out.
Hey, you mentioned fake civil war. I want to take a slight turn here for a minute. Number one on the record, Dave Hodges has been consistent in saying, I don't trust Greg Abbott. We know he formed illegal deals with the four northern states and Mexico pending a civil war. Sam Arnold came on and showed the proof. And the Bushes were part of it. Okay, now having said that disclaimer, Abbott, I suspect, is trying to incite things at the border to get conflict between the federal government and state of Texas, try to inflame the Civil War for just the reasons you said, clamp down on enforcement. But let's look at one other thing that's come up, Doug, and I'm confused. I don't think at the time it happened, there were many people that knew more about what happened in Lahaina than I did. And I'm telling you right now, it was a directed energy attack. Even dumbass Biden came out and says, well, some people had blue roofs and they were okay. Something he surely shouldn't have said if they're trying to cover it up. But he did say it. I heard him say it. I don't need to have anyone tell me he said it. Now, in Texas, Abbott insinuated yesterday with these massive fires, it's the product of directed energy weapons, same as Lahaina, my take, Lahaina. Isn't that interesting? And the timing is suspect. The fact that this is going on right now in the close proximity of closing the border, keeping the razor wire up, and saying middle finger to you, Biden and Supreme Court, the timing of this of these fires is suspect. Do you want to take those thoughts and run with it? Give us your perspective.
I don't know where to go with it.
Subtitle of the show today, Dave Stumps Doug.
Well, just the way I look at this, I think that we're being set up for a Civil War type of reaction. And everything is on the table to get it done. It's a little calm right now, which is strange, but it'll speed up soon here, pretty soon. But, you know, the directed energy stuff, they said that was happening in Texas. They said that's what happened in multiple times in California with those wildfires.
Correct. With Paradise. I mean, exactly. I agree.
We have the capabilities, so don't think it's like beyond us to do it. But I don't know. I think Biden's the perfect stooge to have things blamed on, personally.
What do you mean by that? Can you elaborate?
Well, I mean, he's a laughingstock. He's a joke. The man can barely think. He's like Brick from the Anchorman. Even the guy who can't think says something. You know, when things go wrong, you have this geriatric, emotionally unstable guy with a really shady past. Son's always in trouble. His family's always in financial trouble some way, somehow now. You know, he's turning into like the perfect unobscure bad guy to blame things on. Yeah, he's a Judas goat. That's what I think.
Well, he's not even the Tin Man capable, so I would agree with that. I'm talking Wizard of Oz. But I would also say this, Doug. We just got interfered with. I'm going to need a copy of your recording ASAP. Okay. Unbelievable. It never fails when you and I are – this happens with you and I on a regular basis now, and it's not happening very often with my other guests, hardly ever. Anyway, it is what it is. I agree with you. I mean, just look at the DOJ. Here's what a joke they are, and this is why they all need to be fired. I mean, down to the last custodian, fire them. Let's see. Biden broke the law as vice president holding national security records in his garage, unsecured, but he can't stand trial because he's got such a bad memory. What kind of DOJ would make a ruling like that? I mean, this is like fourth grade logic, Doug.
Well, it's rules for thee, but not for me. once again, we have a problem in the Department of Justice. We have a problem with the entire executive branch, with the judicial branch. So, you know, but I also don't want to rely upon the military to fix these problems, because I honestly don't trust the higher ups anymore. And neither do a lot of people that are, you know, in higher echelons of the military.
Every joint chief needs to be gone. Do you agree with that?
I at least would want a total and complete accurate review of them. I would at least want that.
Doug Thornton for the process.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay.
We need to keep a system while we have a system. Even if the system's broken, we can still fix it should we try, or let's just be damned and have anarchy and see how long that takes us, because that's never going to happen. They'll let anarchy happen in Chaz chop zones. They'll let those people kill each other. But the echelons of government will never go away. That's power and control. They're not going to let go of that. They'll elect their own people if they can't trust we, the people, to do it. So, and once again, that's where you have the problem with the UN coming in and addressing situations with the Kigali principles. And like I said, everything seems to just be slowly, steadily getting to this eventuality where we're going to have a flashpoint. We thought the flashpoint was 2020. It wasn't. It was a buildup for the next one. Or at least that's my personal opinion. And I would still hope that I'm wrong for 2024, where I think possibly World War III starts. And if not, then the Civil War starts and one follows the other. I really hope I'm wrong with all of that.
No, you're right. NATO will start World War III if Trump looks like he's going to get elected. That's my belief. I mean, look, at the Germans have already been caught planning to blow up the Crimean Bridge. NATO is doing a possible snap military drill with 20,000 soldiers and hundreds of ships, antagonizing Russia right on the border. And snap drill, people, you don't know what that means. It means you do a drill. It looks like a drill, but it's really the first action of a war. It's disguised as a drill. So I agree with you. My feeling is, too, the Kigali principles won't come into play unless the Biden people act prior to the inauguration should Trump be elected. Because Trump can stop it. And then the UN would have to commit an act of war and move against our country. Because, okay, it's January 20, whatever. Trump takes the oath of office. Biden would have already had to act with the Kigali principles to call in the UN to put down these whatever time it is. You know, the other option he has, too, is climate change martial law. He's talked about this. Declare a climate change emergency and enact martial law. Suspend the elections. What do you think about that?
Well, we're getting into like a damned if you don't moment.
Yeah.
If Trump becomes president, terror strikes will happen. You know, pandemics will happen. If Biden becomes president again, then NATO's going to war with Russia. So, mm-hmm. One way or the other, I guess that's kind of like where I just start to look down the avenues of approach, as I just start looking 1,000 feet down at this point, because I know anywhere between here and the final destination, I'm just going to expect chaos to happen. And then there'll be slumps of calm, and then it'll be chaotic and calm and chaotic. And once again, everything I think that's happening is going to be to rile up the people. I still expect another George Floyd-like event, except this time I think it'll be with someone who is an illegal immigrant. That being said, I mean, who else is watching this right now, paying attention to politics, which is such a brain-numbing thing to do right now? Who else is paying attention to politics and thinking, we're being set up? We're being set up.
I said Abbott was in a contrived plot by defying the Supreme Court and Biden at the border, designed to promote conflict. And now the directed energy weapons and Biden, I mean, Abbott kind of hinting at it. I think Abbott's still a participant in trying to inflame a civil war because he personally benefits from it.
Maybe so. Maybe so. Just to be honest, the
Well, Doug,
problem
ask
is.
yourself this question. Where's Biden been? I mean, where's Abbott been for the rest of his administration previously to
Oh,
this
we've
with
all said
illegal
that.
immigration? Yeah, exactly. All of a
We've all
sudden
said that.
now he's America's conscience on the border. Give me a break.
No, people for the last 5 years have had these problems on the border. This is nothing new. And still, there's a lot of crime that could have been prevented if we locked down the border. And I don't know who to blame at this point. Do we blame the government for failing in general to protect the people? Do we blame the politicians for failing in general to sit there and debate one another instead of protect the people? Do we blame the military for just saying, screw this, we're going to the border and we're securing it? No one's going to tell us what to do. Or do we blame, a governor for not securing his border and just, saying, hey, the federal courts can screw themselves. We're going to do what we want. This is
Yeah,
Texas.
I agree.
Or do we blame law enforcement for telling everybody to go pound sand? We're going to go secure the border. Because if not, then eventually you're going to cause people to go out and they're going to do it themselves. And that's going to get really dirty really quick. And then, all those systems I just talked about, then they'll all collapse down on we the people. And once again, we have this back and forth, back and forth. The government doesn't want we the people to take matters into our own hands. We the people think that the government wants us to be hurt through their implications. So we got this, two rams headbutting each other situation, and one of them's going to give. It's got to. The law of physics at this point, someone is going to have a greater force, and they're going to be hard to stop. They're going to be hard to stop. I
You
don't
know,
know, man.
I'm in a restaurant eating breakfast this morning. Two sets of sheriff's deputies come in, and they're talking to the owner of the restaurant. Topic: illegal immigration and the problems they're having in this small town. Amazing. I mean, it's everywhere. And you're right, the people are not going to take it. In fact, I was reading in Kiowa County in Colorado. They're telling Denver to go screw themselves. Don't you send us any illegals. We have passed a resolution. We're accepting nothing. We'll send them right back. So this is the beginning of the resistance here.
Yeah.
People have had enough.
Yeah. I mean, what are they going to do? Are they going to build checkpoints, fortify their county?
Don't know.
I mean, that's once again, you're going to force people who cannot rely upon the system, and people will fall back to tribalism, and then counties will become fiefdoms. Cities will become the head of the kingdom. And I mean, that's the future as far as I see things going. And I think a lot of people agree with that.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the collapse of our system, and the collapse in our trust in the system means people will build their own kind of system based off of how they believe the system should be, and that could be right or wrong. And everyone will try to have their own little, free space again. Maybe that's the way it should be. I don't know. We're doing a real banged up job at it right now, but. The problem's going to be like, let's say my county decides we're not going to accept anything from Fort Worth, we're not going to accept anything from Dallas anymore, and so we're going to stop I-20 and I-30, and we're not going to let any through traffic unless you come through, our checkpoints. We're going to have to build our own military, i.e. militia, recruit veterans, and have to rebuild that whole system all over again. And, I mean, could a county create its own constitution zone if the constitution's being violated, unlike the unconstitutional free
I
zone?
don't think they have to because Article 4, Section 4 already does it for them. They can declare an invasion and just do what Abbott's pretending to do. So that's a good question, though, Doug. There's another issue I wanted to bring up with you. By 2016, the CIA was to have released all the Kennedy documents. And I'll bring that back in just a second. It's my belief that they're not going to let Trump become president for any reason. Now, I'm hopeful that preventive measures will take place, but here's what I mean. First, they're trying to bankrupt Trump, but there's talks between Trump and Elon Musk right now for financial support, major donations. And I know that's going on for a fact. Okay, and in fact, I reported on it yesterday. The second thing is that why would the CIA prevent the release of their files? Because Alan Dulles, the head of the CIA, who was fired by Kennedy, was part of the plot to kill Kennedy. And I'm absolutely no doubt about that at all. And I think if the CIA thinks they want to act again, they can't have all eyes on them because, gee, they've done this before if Trump is taken out. And I think the progression is this: bankrupt Trump, $500 million in judgments against him right now. Okay, if that doesn't work, legally get him out, air quotes, legally. And then if that doesn't work, then take him out. What do you see is the lead up here? Because look, Trump's already won the nomination for all intents and purposes. And Biden has no chance whatsoever. None. I don't care how much they cheat. I don't think they can cheat enough. How do you see these variables that I brought out?
You hear from Zero Hedge that there's a Iranian assassin on the loose in America targeting
Yeah.
Trump era officials.
Yes, I have seen that. Yes.
So there's part of this equation. How many of those guys are here? How many of those guys, excuse me, were allowed to come here? Right? They were allowed to come here. How many of those guys are hooked up with some sort of a system now that they're here to continue to hide them? And
Plenty
from
of
there,
opportunity. Yeah, plenty. Yeah.
from there, there's another alert. This was from Tucker Carlson. Colonel McGregor warns Democrats plan to turn guns on U.S. citizens once the military recruits illegals.
Yes, that's true. Exactly right.
So,
The Chinese are going on Camp Pendleton as we speak, and Paul Preston has eyewitnesses to that effect.
I mean, between the inevitability of more terrorism in America to putting people of questionable behavior who are not here legally into authoritative positions, which that's, we already have that. But it's only getting worse. It's only getting worse. Eventually this will happen. If Trump is really the big deal that they all claim he is, and that if the man runs again, he's going to send every satanic pedophile to the gulag, then they're going to do everything possible to stop that guy.
Yeah.
And who's going to prove that a dirty bomb goes off? Who's going to prove that it was a terrorist attack? Who's going to prove that it was an assassination? Well, the FBI will be the ones who do it. The trusting FBI. You know, the same guys for 4 years tried to frame Trump that he was a influenced
Yeah,
Russian
Russia, Russia,
agent.
Russia. Yeah, what a
Yeah,
ridiculous.
the system's broken.
They faked the dossier and they didn't even go to jail and they got caught.
Yep, the
I
system's
know.
broken. People can't rely on it. But meanwhile, while we're complaining about that, real events are in motion. Actual real events. Don't forget, last year, last January, FEMA had a 7 day or 3 day training event where they talked about how do we respond to the activation of a actual nuclear weapon, not a dirty bomb, in a major metropolitan city. Well, it's interesting that they said that because we have, I think, seven that are missing, seven nuclear warheads that are missing. So I'd be super shocked if one of those showed up. I mean, I go all the way back to some of the stuff that the CIA and that the Pentagon and others were working on. Operation Northwoods
Yeah.
is still one of the things that I go back to the most. The fact that the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who didn't tell the president, didn't tell the FBI, didn't tell anybody, but they were more than willing and actually did fake deaths and fake other events just so that they could fight Russia. What possessed them to do that? What spirit is possessing them to do that? Because there's no clarity in these people's minds. I don't know, man. I hate to ramble, but you know, this is a good conversation for a cigar. And it's like if we wrote a whiteboard of all the events that could happen for 2024, I think we'd probably need two whiteboards because we could just keep adding. You know, we could say, okay, present day, we know these things. We know these players. We know these policies. We know these countries in line. Let's go back to documents where they've done it before. Well, they've done it here. They've done it here. They've done it here. You know, so I don't know, man. Not to be a negative Nancy, but you guys better get your stuff in order. Something's going to happen.
Train, prep, and pray. Yeah, we're coming to a boiling point. I mean, like I said, even military industrial complex, whoremonger, Nikki Haley, who would endanger your children just for profit, even she has now dropped out. I mean, they're falling like flies in the midst of the Trump machine. Trump. And you know what? Forget Trump. Forget character. Forget this. Forget that. Forget everything people don't like about him. The momentum is done, Doug. It's over.
Yep.
It's over. Now, you said something here. We only got about 4 minutes left, so we have to be brief. But you said something on the show a couple of years ago I totally resonated with. And you said, it may not be a JFK kind of moment. My conviction was no one will believe it anyway. You said it could be a mass casualty event. Trump, wrong place, wrong time, but he was the real target. Why they kill 100,000 people. Do you still hold to that view?
Yeah.
I think your view is the logical one. I think if they're going to assassinate Trump, that's exactly how they'll do it.
That's how they hide the action.
And
it's not like we haven't done it before.
And they'll use terrorists with federal protection to do it. Do you agree with that? So they have one degree of separation?
I don't know about, like, I wouldn't say federal protection. Let's just say they parted the waters. They made the path easy. People are talking. Well, people are talking in order for these events to happen.
Okay, I agree.
Right? Hey, at this point in time, during this day, make sure that your boy over in Mexico comes across and hits this area. And, you know, he's got his package either coming across the border or picking it up. So you've got multiple points of affiliation here in contact.
Funny you'd say that. Jim Mars and I pieced this together. One of the three hit teams that took out Kennedy, specifically the one on the grassy knoll, came across from Mexico. Yeah. The other two, one came in from New York, one came in from Toronto, from the mafia connections with the Corsican mafias.
Well, but, don't forget, the Iranians said that they need one brave jihadist to come into Mexico with the cartels, come through the border, in the tunnels in Texas, into El Paso, and poof, they'll release a giant biological or chemical attack.
There you go. There you go. I totally agree with that. I also think, too, RFK will go first because I think they want to promote a culture of this is just mass violence. It wasn't just Trump people. This is the time we live in. So I think they got to kill others to sell that narrative. And I think RFK, there's a reason why they're not giving him Secret Service protection.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it once again, if you're going to maintain power, this is a coup, by the way, if you're going to maintain power, what authoritative regimes always do is they take out their political rivals first.
Yes.
Every single time, not just political rivals, but people that are in higher echelons of military, law enforcement, doctors, lawyers, teachers, anyone of strong influence, they will take them out.
Couldn't agree with you more. Doug, time we have left, the American Vindicta Show. Talk about that in your training, and you got 45 seconds.
American Vindicta Show, we're on Rumble, we're on YouTube, on gsradio.net at 6-7 p.m. Eastern time frame. If you want training and you want to see what kind of stuff that we are training people for, like we've been talking about, please visit www.vindictasolutions.com, V-I-N-D-I-C-T-A, vindictasolutions.com, and sign up for some training. Also, make sure that you sign up for thecommonsenseshow.com and .tv. When we all go away, that's probably where you'll be able to find us.
There you go. You're exactly right. Doug, hang on for a second. Need to cover something quick with you. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Sorry about the brief technical glitch in the middle, but get used to it because they don't like what we're saying because we're telling the truth. We'll see you back here next time. On behalf of Doug Thornton of the American Vindictive Show, I'm Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show, and you've been listening to the Doug and Dave Intel Report. Thank you for joining us.